All right, let's go beyond the playbook now. The Buffalo Bills losing 24-17 to the Denver Broncos yesterday. Matt Sabuda, let's jump right into what you saw in yesterday's game.
Well, good morning, Jay. It was certainly a strange game in the sense that the way Buffalo's offense was playing gave you the feeling they were getting blown out, but as has been the theme of the season, the defense kept us in the game, and it was a shame because of any game, it looked like one when Manning was very beatable. He had one of his worst games in recent memory. He was 14 of 20, 173 yards, two interceptions, worst quarterback rating in 6 years. Hmm. And the Bills defense broke his 51-game streak of games with a touchdown. And all this despite giving Manning an average drive start of his own 42-yard line. If you were to tell me all that before the game, I'd say the Bills have a great chance to win this one.
But much of the talk, unfortunately, after the game is about the officiating yesterday. It was somewhat maddening. What about some of these comments that we've been hearing already?
Yeah, I hate to waste time talking about officiating, but it was just downright terrible. Very intrusive on the game, completely inconsistent. Call on Gilmore for interference was awful. It was clearly a shoulder-to-shoulder hit on Emmanuel Sanders. Nicole Roby's illegal contact on third down, also horrible. The refs gave the Broncos 4 points on that play as the Bills had them stopped to force a field goal. Instead, they get a first and goal, setting up a pretty easy touchdown. The NFL, they just need to get a handle on this, as it's really a threat to the game and its integrity. And it's not just an issue against Buffalo. I know some people are saying, oh, it seems like a conspiracy against small markets, all that. The officiating across the league has just been awful. But yesterday, at the end of the day, the Broncos were the better team. It's just unfortunate it had to go down that way.
All right, we've talked about officiating. We've talked about Peyton Manning not having a particularly good day. So what finally did go wrong for the Bills yesterday?
Bill's offense, just completely anemic, just not talented enough, particularly at the heart of the offense, which, of course, is the quarterback position. I'll give the coaching staff some credit and on offensive strategy that they executed exactly what I brought up in Friday's show. They ate up plenty of clock, limited Manning's time with the ball, got creative on play calling, but the offense just wasn't good enough and couldn't get it done when it counted.
All right, now let's get into specifics. Do you have an example of what you're referring to here?
Yeah, this game had some potentially hallmark moments that I can see going down in unfortunate recent Bills history. Orton's third down slide, short of the first down marker, early on in the game will be emblematic, I think, of his Bills future. It was like when Trent Edwards ran out of bounds, well short of a fourth first down on a fourth down play, or when Billy Joe Hobert admitted as a backup quarterback that he hadn't read the playbook. Maybe it wasn't that bad, but it was bad. And on the coaching front, Marone choosing to punt with less than 6 minutes and down by two touchdowns, just a poor decision. Fortunately, the Broncos ate up a lot of time and all the Bills' timeouts and really gave them no opportunity to come back for another, and reminded me of when Greg Williams punted on a 4th-and-2 against the Patriots deep in Patriots territory, and a lot of people still point to that.
Wow. Bad memories coming back, flooding back to us here on this Monday morning. But let's try to move forward if we can. What does this all mean for the rest of the season?
Well, let's get optimistic. They need to win all three games. Let's just go 3-0, and we're still technically alive in the playoff race. But the Bills are hanging by a thread, and we'll talk more about that next week as they face their next challenge, which is Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. So it doesn't get any easier.
So much for optimism. All right. Matt Sabuda, as always, thanks very much for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.